Welcome to the IRS Problems Podcast with Mike Evans and Certified Tax Resolution Specialist Todd Whalen. Mike and Todd will discuss listeners' questions and common problems you might face dealing with the IRS.
Well, hello again, everyone, and welcome to the IRS Problems Podcast. I am Mike Evans. That guy right there with the handsome beard is Todd Whalen of Advanced Tax Solutions. And for those of you who've been listening to me over the years, quick little bio on my story. Get ready to celebrate my 24th year at the fan, which is mind-boggling to me. And got two kids, one in college, a freshman in college, and one, a son who's a freshman in high school at Green Mountain High School. So it's going by fast, Todd. As they like to say, don't blink because your kids will grow up just like that. In some respects, it's very slow. In some respects, they're exactly right. It goes very, very quickly. I enjoy, among my loves, I enjoy hiking, although I'm almost embarrassed to say I hike compared to what you did, Todd, hiking the Appalachian Trail. What do you, I'm always kind of curious. What do you think about as you hike along all those miles?
Well, you have plenty of time to think. So, you know, one, you think about it, this is beautiful. You actually, and I'll say this, you think a lot about food because you're starving to death out there. But you're thinking like, all right, where, how far am I going to go today? Mm-hmm. Where is the next water source? Because, you know, you can only pack a couple quarts and, you know, if you're hiking 15, 20 miles in a day, you're covering some ground. So you're thinking about maps and you're thinking about life. You know, I mean, a lot of Advanced Tax Solutions came about on the Appalachian Trail, to be honest, as far as that's when I decided to specialize in solely in IRS resolution. That was back in 1998 when I hiked it. So when I came back in 1998, we'd done IRS resolution. I used to do consulting with the state of Colorado and the Department of Labor and Employment. And so I was really familiar with the taxing entities. And so anyway, through that process, I thought, you know, the thing I love to do most is taxes. I know that's sick. That's terrible. And sometimes I'm disgusted with myself, but I do love that realm. And so IRS resolution was kind of the thing that I enjoyed the most. When you get involved with an IRS resolution case, many times there's, you know, 5, 10 or more tax years to catch up on. And so anyway, yeah, you think about life. What do you want from life? Matter of fact, I would encourage everybody. I mean, I had 6 months.
No.
Think about that. Six months in the woods to think about life, what I want out of life. And I came back with a plan, you know, and so it's not just business. I mean, my plan was like, all right, what do I enjoy in life? What do I want to do? And so anyway, 6 months of just kind of determining the course of my future.
And this is what you're doing now, helping people with their IRS problems. Over the years, I've had a chance to hear a lot of people's stories on the fan. I'm curious, are they typical? What is a typical client like for you?
Well, you know, the typical client doesn't make the radio. You know, the typical client comes in, hasn't filed in 5 or 10 years, we prepare a bunch of tax returns. And then it becomes, you know, maybe just a payment plan. You know, maybe they have refunds. Then maybe they have huge balances due. That's kind of typical. If you haven't filed for 5 or 10 years, a lot of times you owe a lot of money because many of the times it's a self-employed person who hasn't filed in 10 years, you know. It's wage earners don't get in as much trouble as self-employed people do. But then if you're self-employed, you have the self-employment tax, you have the federal income tax, you have the state tax, and you have the penalties by then are like 25%. So you have penalty issues to worry about, 25% per year. And so a lot of times they have huge balances due. Then those are the people that you hear about on the radio because they have all this big liability, they're really hurting, and we get them a solution. So, you know, our typical client hasn't filed in a long time or just has a large balance due. And then we try to grab from an array of solutions to put them on the right track, get them back into the system, basically.
One thing I want to stress, and this will be something that is a huge part of all of our chats, is that people can reach out to you, to us, and get free advice. So if you have a specific IRS problems question that you would like Todd to answer during the course of these podcasts, please go to denverfan.com/tax and you can drop those questions there and we'll read them while we're doing these podcasts here in the future. And you can get some really good advice, free advice to be able to hopefully get your solutions taken care of. Now, the whole foundation of what you do here for folks is called offers in compromise. What does that mean? Maybe give us some examples.
All right. An offer in compromise is a settlement with IRS. So you have to be pretty upside down. It's not for everybody. But if you're upside down, you owe a tremendous amount of tax and you're like, I can never pay this off. You're probably a good candidate for an offer in compromise. So basically there are forms, like an offer in compromise form, a 433 form. You have to fill these out and prove to the IRS where you're at financially. Not only do you fill out the forms, but you prove behind it what to support all your numbers on there. So you legitimately are proving to the IRS, if you come after me, I got nothing. I mean, this is what you're going to get. This is it. And so you start there and say, okay, let's settle. Let's make an offer. Let's settle for less than what is owed. And it's based on your ability to pay. And that's loaded. That's loaded. So because a lot of people think, I'm so upside down, I need to save some money, so I have money to offer the IRS. Bad idea. The more you save, the more you pay the IRS. Right. So basically you go through this whole process. It's a very formal process. It's not just like a lot of people think, let's just offer them 20%. Well, it doesn't work that way. It's based on your ability to pay. And you may get away with 1%. You know, so and we have people lots of people who have owed hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars, even over $1 million. And we've settled those debts many times for under $10,000, sometimes for under $100. So, but it's based on, you know, if you're a millionaire, you have $1 million in the bank and you owe $500,000, you're not going to get an offer.
Right.
So, but if you're upside down, just wiped out, barely getting by, that's when you do an offer.
Todd, what I'm hearing is, and please correct me if I'm wrong, by no means is the IRS a softie, but are they eager to work with you to find a compromise?
That's a loaded question. What are you working for? So the IRS made this program because Congress made them do this, right? Congress made them do this program to give people relief. This isn't an IRS, I'm a nice guy, let's do this for people. This is, all right, we have to do this, so let's make up some rules. And now, on the other side of the desk, on the other side of the phone usually, there's a person working your case. And that, it's truly a person. It's a person with a personality, sometimes pleasant, sometimes not so pleasant. I've worked with agents that will bend over backwards to get you an offer. And I have worked with agents that will bend over backwards and fight and tug and do anything they can do to prevent you from getting an offer. So that at that point, you're usually going to file an appeal, go over their head and continue on. So, you know, it's not necessarily easy and they're not necessarily always wanting to help you, but you get the right people and it's not a bad experience at all.
And that's where you're very good at reading the room, reading that person you're dealing with, Does it take a softer approach? Do I need to be a little bit more direct and to the point? That's what makes you so good at what you do. We have had some questions that have come in, and I would like to ask you one and get your response to it. So here we go. Todd, I own $15,000. I make $67,000 per year. This includes bonuses. I'm on a payment plan of $100 per month. Should I file for an offer in compromise? And a couple of additional information. The taxes are 7 years old, and I have credit card debt payments of $500 per month. What say you?
I say, hold on a second. My eyes are watering. I had to cough so bad. So let me get my composure again.
So I love podcasts. It's great. Okay. You got to sneeze. You got to cough.
So yeah, you know, that's a really good question. On the back end of that, where you saw the 507 years, that's information I got later, kind of to clarify it, because it makes a difference on how old the taxes are, and a big difference in this one, in this case. So the IRS has an ability to compromise, but it's on your ability to pay. And on a $15,000 debt with a $67,000 income, no, you're not doing too bad. And so here's kind of the process to go through on that. We know that he has $100 a month leftover income to make payments to the IRS. I also know he has $500 worth of credit card debt. So he has actually, that we know of, he has $600 of leftover income every month. Now the IRS values that. When the IRS does an offer, they want the value of your assets and the future value of your income stream. And to qualify, they can't get paid off before the end of the statutes. So lots goes into this. So it's really important, and this is why I asked him, how old are the taxes? The taxes are 7 years old, which the IRS generally has 10 years to collect. That's it. That's a law. There are things that can extend that, but generally 10 years. So if nothing else is extended that, there's only 3 years left in the statute of limitations. So 3 years is 36 months times 600. That is, I wish I could tell you I did this. I made a note. That's why I'm looking at my notes. That math turns out to be 21,600. Right. But that alone says if he owes 15,000, but that 600 a month could pay it off before the statute ends, he won't qualify for an offer. But the good news is, a much better solution for him is, if he only is paying $100 a month, 100 times, and this is going to expire in 36 months, he's only going to pay $3,600, mm-hmm, and it'll be over. So a much better solution for him, rather than an offer and compromise, just continue that payment at 100 a month for 36 months. He's paid 3,600, no more interest, and the whole 15,000 penalties, interest, everything goes away. So in his case, not a good idea to do an offer, a much better idea just to stay with the $100 a month payment plan. He had no idea that this tax, most people don't know that the taxes will expire in 10 years. And so in that case, much better deal. Much better deal.
Is that the first question that you would ask of somebody, is, okay, how much time is left? And that's how you then go about forming your strategy?
Yeah, that's a key element of it. You got to know how much they owe, how much time is left. That is key. You know, when did they file? So that 10 years starts when they filed, not when they, so let's say something's from, let's say this is 2022. So let's say there was something in 2010. So that's due in 2011. 10 years later would be 2021. So you'd hope that it would expire. But if they filed it 5 years late, it's based on when the 10 years start when the IRS got the return. Mm-hmm. So the IRS would still have, so you'd want to find out, you know, when they filed, how old that tax is. In many, many, many cases, we contact the IRS and find out exactly when the it's called the statute expiration date, the CSED, the collection statute expiration date. The IRS calls it a CSED. And we find out when that is, because it is key. It's absolutely, it's key to almost any solution.
I'll be honest, I'm learning like everyone else is. And I did not realize that there was a window like that and how much that can affect ultimately what you have to pay. But in your question here, you're talking about $15,000 owed that if you continue on, you're talking $3,600 versus $15,000. That's significant savings right there. If you have any questions for Todd, and this is a chance to get some free IRS problem advice, please hit us up on our website, denverfan.com/tax. You can always reach out to me in any way, even during our morning show. You can say, hey, Mike, I saw one of your podcasts with Todd. I was wondering if you could pass this question along. We'd be glad to do it. So, Todd, thank you very much. The beard looks magnificent. And we look forward to doing this again on the IRS Problems Podcast.
Thanks, Mike.
Thanks for tuning in to the IRS Problems Podcast. If you have a question you'd like answered, please post your question at denverfan.com/tax.